Before we get into anything, I want to say first off that this is a labor of love for both of us. I think I can't really speak for Jeff, but I know that I love doing this show so much. It's something I've wanted to do for such a long time, and now that we get the opportunity to have an actual show that goes out to all four or five of you, it's amazing. That being said, we are real people with real lives and real shit that happens, and we're on the back end of some real shit happening. So I do want to apologize for being gone for a couple of weeks, but we're back at it, and hopefully you are still subscribed and ready to listen to a brand new episode. That being said, welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, the podcast that is a lighthearted, unprovable argument without any references to ice cream. As always, I am your host, Josh James.
I'm the other host, Jeff Freifert.
And this week, we are going to talk about the very adult subject of cartoons.
Yes, absolutely.
I figured the last episode was about cereal, basically, is what it ended up being.
Right, not oatmeal.
No, don't get into that again. But this week, we should, you know, pour yourself a bowl of Cap'n Crunch and sit
or
down.
Or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because that's what most people are going to have.
Sit down and watch some cartoons with us. We're back after a couple week hiatus here.
Yeah. Yeah.
The last episode was a little weird too, because it was on the back end of some real shit happening.
Yes,
too.
It was.
Kind of a positive note. So we were kind of celebrating. So if it sounded like we were kind of off our game a little bit, it's probably because we were a little drunk.
Right. Yeah, actually. That night we were. Yeah.
So we apologize for the very unprofessionalism that's been happening. Unprofessionalism? Unprofessionalism,
yeah. It's okay. An ism.
All right. I'm sorry about the unprofessionalism. Yeah. We're about to show you guys some professionalism.
I doubt that is true.
Before we get into the rest of the stuff, I want to talk about the notes from our corrections department. It has been brought to our attention. Now, this is not something that we didn't know necessarily.
Right.
But when we did our TV sitcom episode, there was just a wildly popular show that we didn't really talk too much about, The Office. I love The Office. Yeah, we mentioned it a little bit.
My son does too.
Yeah, we both love it. We talk about it all the time regularly.
But so does everybody else.
Right. We also did an episode that you guys will never hear. And we talked about The Office pretty heavily on that episode. So that's probably why we didn't talk about it too much during that episode. But God, people were, and I say people, it was one person was very upset that we didn't talk about The Office. He didn't have a lot of good things to say about anything that we did talk about.
Ever.
But he did want us to know that he really hated that we didn't talk about The Office more. So I apologize, okay?
I don't.
Also, from the corrections department.
This is our show, not his, so.
Yeah, get your own fucking show. Also, from the corrections department, oatmeal is, in fact, a cereal.
It is not.
Jeff's still
don't
arguing
care.
It. Science. Science proved it. We've done it. We've had this conversation just
so
by
apparently
ourselves.
Rice is a cereal, too.
It is.
Just a bowl of rice.
Mm-hmm.
So go steam some rice. It's just cereal.
If you eat it in the morning. Hey, what do babies eat? Rice cereal. Go fuck yourself.
That's what I'm saying, though.
We've argued this topic multiple times, just him and I. We've brought in everyone that we can, strangers on the street. We don't live in a place where there are strangers on the street. But
I was going to say, did we?
You get the idea.
It's something we would do, actually.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. If we lived in a place where like there were just random people
walking by. We need to go to the cereal aisle at Walmart.
Just start asking people?
Yeah.
Now,
we could take that would actually be pretty good. We talked to 100 people. Family Feud style.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do that. Next week, you guys will be prepared for the results of this scientific experiment we're going to do. Also, thank you to my friend Evan, who sent me a Snapchat of the cereal aisle where all of those hot cereals that you said weren't cereals.
Hot cereals, yeah.
Call themselves hot cereals.
Well, I mean, they have to put them somewhere.
Under the hot
they're
cereals.
They're just breakfast foods.
They're cereals. It's in the name. This isn't a place for us to debate.
They're non-perishable breakfast foods.
This is the corrections department. This isn't us. This comes from the department of people who fix this stuff for us.
You really think they're the fixers?
No, I'm the one that writes it down. Anyway, it's from me. Tacos are a sandwich. I know that was debated, and
it really wasn't heavily debated. I didn't I agree with that. And I mean,
that's the only other one that I can remember. Yeah. I think I said it's been,
and I mean, hot dogs or sandwiches, now, so. Like I told you, and you finally came to there.
Motherfucker. We're going to do this again. Okay. Let's go right into our beer of the week.
Okay.
Because I'm about to take my shirt off and we're about to fight. This week's beer is...
Okay, actually, before we do this...
Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, yeah, but you, did. You just said, you know, and took off your... Take a shirt, and uh-huh. I wanted to give a little homage to a great American hero mm-hmm. in the ring.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. If anybody knows me, they know I'm a huge wrestling fan. I have been since WrestleMania 3 was like the first thing I saw.
Yeah. What year was that?
We don't need to talk.
I'm rude. Sorry. I just didn't know. I wanted people to know.
I think it was 87, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the year I was born.
Yeah, that's okay. I was 8, 9, something like that.
Is it a summer event?
It is a spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even.
Yeah.
When that happened.
Yeah, you were not.
Go on about your story. I'm so sorry.
So when he slammed Andre the Giant, which I'm sure you've seen, you know, video of and stuff like
I've
that.
I've seen lots of times.
Yeah. It was in color too. It's kind of amazing.
Was that one
probably
the first
color pay-per-view out there? It wasn't even pay-per-view. It was called, closed captioned or not closed captioned, closed circuit TV or something like that. It wasn't even pay-per-view.
Really?
Basically what became pay-per-view later. Yeah. But anyways, so Hulk Hogan passed away.
Yeah.
That one hit me hard, man.
Yeah.
That was a rough one for me. And I understand there are things about the man that was behind Hulk Hogan named Terry Bollea. Don't give a shit about him.
Yeah, he was an awful guy.
Yeah, he was a horrible dude.
Really
he was a horrible
dude.
Person in general. He was a horrible person. But the idea and the character of Hulk Hogan was big.
I was going to get into this more when we did like that, the how was your week? I was going to talk about
sorry.
Some, no, don't be sorry. Cause I want to talk about that too. Cause I don't think that we would have professional wrestling.
No, not the way we do now.
Without Hulk Hogan.
It'd still be, you know, you'd have a whole bunch of territories still.
Right.
And like, it'd be a whole bunch of like AEWs and those.
It's amazing what he was able to accomplish. He was a global phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best at it.
And you put him and Vince McMahon together at one time, man, that's what became what we are and what we see now in WWE.
Yeah. Again, both awful dudes, but great.
Right. Exactly.
Entertainers. Yep. Yeah. So. That was sad. That was a big part of my childhood is watching wrestling. I don't watch it as much now. I'm starting to. Dawson's getting into it, but so I'm watching it with him now, but when I was a kid, man, I loved it. It was my whole life. So.
Yeah. Yep. I just wanted to throw that one out there. I wasn't going to bring that up during my week thing because I don't know. I have other stuff to talk about. And when you said you were going to rip off your shirt, and that's all I could see is you doing the Hulk Hogan thing.
Yeah. I don't do it that way. That's too aggressive. I take it off.
Yeah, it costs more. You have to buy shirts and shit.
Exactly. I like the shirt.
Yeah. It's a nice shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so the beer of the week,
yes,
is a peanut butter milk stout.
I'm excited.
Nitro.
I nitroed that
by Left Hand Brewing out of Longmont, Colorado.
Colorado's known for their beer. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's 25 IBUs, so it's a little bit closer to what you like.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess that you probably are not gonna care for the milk stout or the peanut butter or the chocolatey notes.
I am pretty 100% with you on this.
It smells like a Reese's cup, and I'm very excited to drink it.
It has a very distinct flavor of something like that. Yeah.
says as a chocolate malt backbone plays with this nutty addition. Every sip lingers like a liquid peanut butter cup. And I got to tell you,
just in case anybody knows or doesn't know, I should say, I do not like chocolate. Like drink or stuff like that, outside of like chocolate milk. That's really the only chocolate drink or chocolate in something like this.
Yeah, I know.
I can do.
I do want to say that when we went together this time to, because I thought we could both agree on a beer, and you picked this one.
You've talked about you wanted to do a stout, and I don't mind doing a stout. I mean, I've drank stouts before.
Sure.
So, and you said the peanut butter one, and I looked and I was like, let's do that.
Let's try it.
I was perfectly fine with that.
I've hit
you so much with IPAs and everything else. I can take one for the team, brother.
The terrible awfulness that was that Miami 5 ale. It's got to be
better.
That
wasn't on me, though.
That
was
me.
That was you.
Yeah.
I was talking about the stuff I picked out. You didn't like any of it.
There's no way this is worse than that. I promise you that. It is 6.2% alcohol by volume. Go ahead, take a drink. I want to see. Because it's nitro, it tells you to pour it out hard. I don't know how you pour something hard necessarily. He does not like it. He doesn't like it at all. Making noises. That's the first time he's made noises trying a beer. That's hilarious. So we followed the directions and poured it hard like it was supposed to be poured. Does it taste like a peanut butter cup?
No.
No? What's it taste like? Describe what it tastes like.
I'm not going to say, because I mean, I bet you people that like milk stouts and stuff like that, they'll like it.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. It's so good. It tastes exactly 100%. Like you're drinking the peanut butter cup. It's very good.
If it wasn't for the chocolate, I think I'd be okay.
I like this a lot.
It's the chocolate, and it's sitting on the side of my tongue right now, and I don't know why.
It's that nitro. It keeps it in your mouth. It talks about that in the instructions. Now, this is it's very heavy. So this is not like you're going to, you know, take a 12-pack of this out on the river.
I'm not going to take a 1-pack of this out anywhere. This
is your face, dude. This is a sit-and-sip kind of beer. It's like a dessert beer. It's delicious. This is my third probably favorite one we've tried.
You're absolutely insane.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
I didn't bring anything else to drink. And I even knew this was coming.
Again, you could have picked anything else.
I know.
There's a... Do you want, so you don't want the straight chocolate stout next time?
Absolutely not.
Man, I gotta tell you, I'm very disappointed in you. Do you want me to talk about my week?
Yes.
While you go get something to drink?
I'm gonna let you do that while I just sit here and recover a little bit.
Okay. It's actually been a couple weeks, so there's been a lot happening. The kids getting ready to start kindergarten. That's a lot of fun. He is not excited. I filled out all the forms, and I was like, hey, buddy, I filled out your form so you can find out who your teacher is. And he goes, why'd you do that? Now they know I have to go. I mean, they knew that he had to go anyway, so it's not really anything I did.
That wasn't a you thing.
He hates it, though. He hates that he has to go. I think he's nervous because he's like a new teacher.
Right.
And he's going to be in his class.
He's going to be in a new building, isn't he?
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah. So is my kid.
Yeah. So it'll be. I think it'll be good, though. It'll be get a couple days. He'll be fine in there.
Yeah.
But obviously Hulk Hogan passed away, and that was a big deal. I think probably even a bigger deal for me personally was Ozzy Osbourne passing away.
Yeah.
My parents, both of them, loved that guy. And he's my dad's favorite. My dad's obviously gone now. So it was, it was just a sad day. I went to Ozfest in 2001, and it was a year that, Black Sabbath reunited, like the original lineup.
Are you old enough to go?
No, I was not old enough to go in 2001. I should not have been there, but I fucking went. It was awesome.
Like you weren't in a stroller or nothing?
No.
Oh, okay.
Again, it was 2001. I was.
Well, you know.
I believe not only did I go to Ozfest in 2001, I smoked weed while I was there. So let that tell you a little bit about, especially and that's all
that explains so much.
It's going to really come into play when we start talking about some of this shit later.
Cartoons are amazing.
Or why I didn't watch some cartoons that you may have watched. What?
I was seeing your mic stand. Is it just?
Oh yeah, dropping? It's falling down again. It's doing that thing again.
Oh, well, I fixed the last time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna get a different arm. Anyway,
I think you moved it.
That was something. Mean, I don't really have a lot else to say about the week. I will have a lot more to say about some stuff that happened, and I will give a lot of really, really good details. Whoever's listening to this, get ready, because those details are coming. I will say names and dates and times. I will let everybody know everything. And I'm pretty excited about doing that. I do have to wait for some stuff to clear up before right. I do that. But then everyone's going to know. So strap in for that shit in the coming weeks.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. That might be a solo episode.
There, I believe that will be a solo episode.
Yeah. How was your week, buddy?
My weeks weren't too bad. I put the ts in there. You know, we went and saw Jurassic World, the new one.
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
That was a lot of fun. I thought the movie was actually pretty good.
I liked it
a lot. A lot of people shit on it.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say they didn't care for it at all. I enjoyed it.
And I thought it was just fine.
It's a Jurassic Park movie.
Exactly. I mean, I guess my thing on that is so many people like just dog shit on movies all the time or anything anymore.
I'm one of those people.
I know. You're actually a lot better than you used to be.
Yeah.
You used to dog shit on everything.
Yeah.
But no, you've grown up a little.
I'm a miserable, angry person, Jeff.
Not as much anymore on movies.
Just movies.
Everything hey, you know else. What? You take what you get, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I thought it was really good. Then we went out and Josh went with us and we all ate seafood. So that was good.
I ate chicken strips. My French fries tasted like they were fried with fish.
And he ate all of them. He loved them. I didn't see. Were there any left?
Yeah. I didn't know. There were a lot, though.
I was really just messing with you.
It was a large plate.
I try not to like look over. I ate too much that night.
Yeah, you ate a lot.
I did. It was stupid.
Everyone had their own little seafood boil bag.
Yeah.
And it was wild watching everyone just rip apart bugs and throw them in their mouth.
It was so good.
It was crazy.
It was amazingly good. The crawfish. Oh, so good.
Yummy.
I'll tell you, actually, probably the best thing in that whole boil is sausage. It's just thinly sliced. Like a lot of places will do like big chunks of sausage, so you don't get the flavor like all the way through. And I just got garlic butter. Mm-hmm. So you don't get the flavor through them. But because they thinly slice them, oh, they're so good. And like it just almost tenderizes them. That's really good. And the corn, of course, was good in garlic butter. And then, you know, I got so much stuff. Hard-boiled eggs, crawfish. Crab.
I think you had everything that they made.
I did not. I didn't have mussels this time. I didn't have oysters. Oh. Kiss my ass, yo.
Sorry. I wasn't.
Before when I went, Jaden, my youngest, he ordered mussels. And then he did eat like three or four of them. And then he's finally like, I don't want any more. So I got all his mussels also. So he didn't do that this time.
Do you eat mussels like you do oysters? Like, is it just you eat them out of a shell like that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They come in a shell and you just pull them off. You leave the little hard piece on the shell. You leave that on the shell. If you try to like bite it out of the shell, a lot of times you'll get the hard piece and then you break a tooth or, you just have to know how to do it. But I don't mind them. A lot of people don't like them. And I get that. They're slimy.
I ate some alligator with you.
Yes, you did. Oh. Yeah. You did eat some of that. It was actually pretty good alligator. It was it was pretty salty.
Yeah, little tiny fried. Chunks, deep fried and breaded. I can do that.
Yeah, they were pretty good. But yeah, my mom came down during that time for about 3 or 4 days. That was fun. My youngest went to New Mexico for 10 days, and my oldest is gone right now to New Mexico. So yeah, they're having the end of summer blast with their grandfather. So
that's awesome, man. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. I wish I could have went. I just couldn't. So, but yeah, that's how my weeks have been.
It's great.
Yeah.
Before we get into the news article of the week that I'm sure that you prepared greatly for.
I did. It's amazing.
Let's take a quick break and hear from these fine sponsors.
All right, we're back.
Did you guys click on it and buy it? Did you guys go to the websites?
I hope they did.
I don't know what it was this time. But,
I don't.
But we actually do have ads now.
Yeah.
How fucking cool is
that? Crazy.
Yeah. I tell you, if you guys all listen to these episodes 95 times, we will make $3.
It's awesome. Yeah. Make sure you're listening over and over on all your devices.
Oh, you know what would be cool? We, you know, to set this up to where we can have ads, I created a PayPal account for us, Jeff. Did I tell you that?
You did.
I will link the PayPal account to our Instagram. If you guys want to donate for the beer fund with suggestions on beers to get, you can go drop 10 or 15 bucks in there and tell us what beer you want us to get, and we'll try to find it.
I think that sounds like a grand idea.
Well, you're wrong. That's it.
That's it.
I know you get mad at me when I put it anything other than that. And by the way, I only that do that. That is not true. I only do that when it's already taken. You think I wanted our Gmail to be so wrong, Pod? No, I did not.
Well, you know, you're wrong.
So PayPal/ well, you're wrong, or however they do it. I don't really know. I'll link it to Instagram.
I don't know how PayPal does it.
You guys will find it.
All right. So let's look here. Story time. So this week is the Wally the Emotional Support Alligator cartoon crossover. Okay. This happened in 22, 23, somewhere in there, in Pennsylvania. So Wally is a real emotional support alligator owned by a man named Joe Henney in Pennsylvania. Joe Henney claimed Wally helped him cope with depression and PTSD. Wally is unusually affectionate, loves hugs, and was even taken on walks with kids petting him like a golden retriever.
I'm not petting your alligator, bro.
So think about this. Like, if kids are going up petting it, they have to be someone's kids.
Yeah.
What adult's like, yeah, you can go pet it.
I wouldn't let my 5-year-old son get too close to the geese when he was trying to feed the ducks and right. geese at the pond yesterday.
And we're talking about an alligator here.
And he still got bit.
That's funny. So where do cartoons come in this? In 2022, Wally went viral online, leading to some memes comparing him to cartoon alligators like Wally Gator, which is Hanna-Barbera's hat-wearing alligator from the 60s, Disney's Lewis, the trumpet-playing gator from The Princess and the Frog, and even Leatherhead from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The kicker? Wally became so beloved online that fans started photoshopping him into cartoons and demanded he be turned into an actual cartoon character. One viral tweet said, "Wally is what happens if a cartoon gator becomes real and decides to hug you instead of chomp you."
Hmm.
Wally even tried to attend a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game as a special guest, but security turned him away at the gate, despite fans chanting for Wally. That only fueled the cartoon comparisons. Fans said it was like a Looney Tunes episode where a gator sneaks into a ballpark in a trench coat.
That's funny.
So the moral of the story is sometimes real life out weirds cartoons, especially when your emotional support animal is a 5-foot alligator with a fan base and a meme career. So yeah, I thought that was really good. And he was 5 feet. He was bigger than the one the bank robber used.
Yeah. I mean, that one would rob a bank for sure.
Right. Absolutely. Now, but no, he wouldn't. He was a good gator.
Yeah, I'm sure. He had a heart of gold, right?
Yeah. I bet you he'd wash cars instead.
Now, I would love to look up where he is now.
Oh, Wally the Gator?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, find out for me if he's eaten someone's child yet.
Let's see. Where is Wally the Emotional Support Alligator?
Anything?
Oh.
Did he eat someone's kid?
Why did you make me look this up?
Oh, is it sad?
Wally the Emotional Support Alligator is currently missing after being stolen and released into a swamp in Georgia. His owner, Joel Henney, was visiting friends in Brunswick, Georgia when Wally was taken from his enclosure. The alligator was reportedly placed in someone's yard as a prank, then collected by a trapper and released into a swamp with other alligators. Henney is working with legal counsel and searching for help to find Wally. Now I'm sad.
But this is in Georgia? I thought he was in Pennsylvania.
He was visiting friends in Georgia.
And he brought the alligator with him?
It was his emotional support alligator. Gotcha. Of course he did.
I'm just making sure I'm following the story. Something's not adding up here is all I'm saying.
Maybe he was a survivor on the plane.
That's what happened. Yeah. Oh my god! That's going to be the twist at the end of this season, right? Of the podcast, guys. Is all these stories was the same alligator?
I'm trying to find out when this was. This is 2024, April 30th, 2024.
Okay. Well, if you guys have any news on the whereabouts of Wally the Emotional
Support Gator, let's find Wally the Emotional Support Gator.
We'll pass it on.
We are the Gator Gang. That's right. What we do.
Get to it, guys. Anyone in the Georgian swamps?
I loved the story, and then you ruined it for me.
Well, that's what I do, buddy. I ruin things. Ask anyone. Literally anyone. They'll tell you that. Okay, so on topic, our favorite of the week, cartoon theme songs.
I'm going to let you go first.
Okay.
Because there's only one I could think of that would be anybody's favorite. Well, maybe two. I thought about a second one later. But, I mean, most people think of one when they think cartoon theme songs.
Mine is the DuckTales theme song.
Exactly. That's what everybody
thinks. That's the one you were thinking of?
Yes.
No shit. Okay.
That's what everybody thinks of when they think cartoon theme song. The only one that comes in second is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
See, I thought you were going to say like Flintstones or something. Like, 'cause that's a very popular one, you know?
No. DuckTales. I mean,
yeah, that's by far my favorite.
Right. Like that's everybody's favorite.
It pops into my head randomly. Yeah. I've not seen that show in 30 years.
Now, another really good one, and you wouldn't have done this one because you probably didn't watch it as a kid but Inspector Gadget.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that existed, though. Yeah. I didn't watch
Inspector Gadget. Exactly. Yeah. That has a great theme song, I think.
Rugrats is another good one.
Yeah. And Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Another good one. Yeah. See, there's a lot.
Right, but nothing matches DuckTales. DuckTales
is hands down the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think, you know, now saying that, Chippendales is probably number two.
It's really close. Yeah. That's a good one.
I wonder if it was the same. I'm not.
It's probably one of those things like, you know, like Full House and Step by Step.
Yeah.
And what's the one with Urkel?
Family Matters.
Family Matters. Yeah, yeah. They all had the same band that did the themes. Yeah. Anyway. So we have the same favorite theme song.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about this, and I was telling him, I was like, there's only one. He's like, no.
I just didn't figure you would have that same one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that would be like after your cartoon watching days. I don't know that much older. I didn't know when it was on.
I don't even know when, like, DuckTales would have been.
I thought that was more my when I was a kid thing.
I'm not that far away from you. Jesus. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, when I'm seven, you're driving, okay?
That is not true. Oh.
That is true, buddy. That absolutely is true.
Shut up.
So.
Yeah, DuckTales was in the 80s.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I thought it was a my generation thing.
87. Yeah, 87 through 91.
Okay, well. What do you? I guess I'm glad we have the same, because I bet we don't agree on much else.
Probably not. And it's not that we wouldn't agree; like, we just came from different times.
Yeah, and also my cartoon watching ages, like when most kids are watching cartoons on Saturday mornings or whatever. I had already seen murder in real life, so right. Like watching Bugs Bunny flap around wasn't really. On my, you know what I mean? I had already seen so much terrible shit. My dad was a criminal. I wasn't watching cartoons, bro.
So in your life, Wile E. Coyote was actually winning.
No, I mean, I understand right from wrong still. It's just,
no. I just mean like, anyways.
So yeah, it's hard for me to, I didn't really watch a lot of like kids cartoons.
Yeah.
I was watching adult cartoons as a child.
That's funny. No, I very much watched cartoons as a kid, less as an adult, not none, but like less as an adult. And it really didn't have anything to do with, you know, not wanting to, because I mean, I loved me a good episode of South Park and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I just really didn't. It was more the time factor for me. Like,
yeah,
do I watch wrestling or do I watch cartoons? Yeah. You know, I think that was more it. But no, I love me a good cartoon, but I'll even go to, you know, other cartoons anyways, like, you know, the feel good non-adult type cartoons. Yeah. You know, like Transformers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
now, it is, just so we're clear, like, this episode is television, cartoons, not like
right
film.
Yeah.
I know that we. I was letting them.
Yeah, we're not doing. Yeah, we already did.
We're not getting into like Disney and Pixar shit. We are.
And we already did that one. We did
anime. Yeah. But like, I was letting you know, like, this right. is for this is television programming.
Yeah. Yeah, these are just Saturday morning. Not just Saturday morning, but
yeah.
You know, the kids' cartoons that you know, on Saturday mornings you have a bowl of cereal or you get off and throw your backpack so you can watch your cartoons before you're yelled at to do your homework.
Sure.
Yeah. One of those two.
What was your lineup like that you remember? Like, okay, when I get home from school or I wake up Saturday, like this, these are the shows.
So, I remember watching Mask, G.I. Joe, and He-Man. Those are the three that I watched the most, I think, you know, right after school.
I remember a little bit of G.I. Joe. I don't think I've ever in my life seen a single episode of He-Man.
Yeah. I didn't realize He-Man was only on for two seasons, I think. But people are like, oh, only two seasons? That's crazy. They don't have that many episodes. They had 65 episodes per season.
Yeah, it was different back then.
Yeah. Things were different. And it was a daily show. So, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a weekly show. So, it was a daily show. So, there was 130 episodes of He-Man. And then you have, like, G.I. Joe. I don't remember how many seasons G.I. Joe was. It was four seasons.
Yeah, I remember some of that.
It started in 83.
I was watching reruns, I guess.
I was going to say. So, yeah, it was 83. That is nuts. It doesn't even say how many episodes were on this. That's funny, though.
Did you watch the Flintstones?
I did. I watched Flintstones. I liked Flintstones.
I think that might be the one that I remember the most as like being a little kid watching was the Flintstones.
So, as a little kid, yeah, I watched Flintstones, Strawberry Shortcake, because my sister. So, I had a sister, so I watched Rainbow Bright, Strawberry Shortcake. And then we'd watch He-Man. And my sister was actually pretty excited when She-Ra came out. Because now she gets to watch something like that. So she bought, of course, the She-Ra doll and stuff like that. Action figure. and I immediately popped the head off of it. Because that's what, you know, the little brother does.
Sure.
But like my sister would watch Jem. I think that was the name of it.
Jem?
I think Jem. Jem.
Like G-E-M?
Yeah, Jim.
No, I've never heard that either.
It was actually on when you're one, but
yeah.
So it was 85 for three seasons.
I didn't get through.
It was a rock band that they. Never heard that. She used to watch that, but actually my Saturday morning lineup was completely different because on Saturday morning you had like the Littles, you had Dungeons and Dragons, one of the. Fun ones that came out was the Real Ghostbusters. And I remember, so your Saturday lineup, you know, they had seasons just like anything else, right? On right before school started. So like in the summertime, they always had a special, basically for each channel had a special and they would like show their, like what they're going to be having cartoon wise for the next, you know, for the next seasons.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, an hour long special and they would show clips of each one. And I remember when that one was announced. And one of the weirdest things about it was that Slimer was their friend in the TV show.
Yeah.
In the cartoon.
Kick, yeah.
Yeah. I found that funny. Looking back on it, you know, at the time you're like, oh, it's Slimer. That's awesome. And now looking back, I was like, why the hell was he their friend?
Right.
Like in the movies, he was not their friend. So
that's funny. See, I never seen any of those ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was Captain Planet a show or is that a movie?
It was on.
I remember a movie of it, but I think it was a show that I watched as well.
Captain Planet or?
Yeah. With our powers combined, make Captain Planet nothing.
No, I get it. Earth. I just don't remember if it was a TV show. Fire it was Walker. A TV show.
That one little guy, Hart, fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that was a TV show.
Okay.
When you said Captain Planet, though, I was thinking Captain Caveman.
That's not it.
Do you remember Captain Caveman?
Uh-uh.
So he was around, I think the Flintstones, or he was Hanna-Barbera, I'm pretty sure. But he captured.
So what is that? What's the Hanna-Barbera?
That's the company that made all those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never knew that. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting.
He-Man was, they had a little thing that would go around like at the beginning of it and it would spell it out as like film vision or something like that. Hmm. Oh, that's going to make me so mad now. I haven't watched, you know, He-Man in many moons.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, so like He-Man was, you know, the one I grew up with. I had all the action figures. And truthfully, that's what most cartoons at that time were to do, was to sell toys.
Yeah. And I've watched actually documentaries about
how
that all came about. Like most of those shows were just
right
to sell the toys.
Yeah. G.I. Joe was a little different. The show was out before the toys. He-Man, the toys were out before the show. Mm-hmm. But because they were just trying to do some Conan the Barbarian type of thing.
Yeah.
So they had that come out.
And they were actually supposed to be Conan the Barbarian.
Right. Yeah.
But mm-hmm. licensing fell through. So they were going to do our own fucking thing.
Yeah.
I remember that in the documentary I watched. What grade in school were you when you remember like coming home from school and watching these cartoons?
Man. So I would have been even before school. So because I was in Massachusetts and I left there before I was even in kindergarten. Yeah. So I did kindergarten here in Oklahoma. So, yeah, I've been four.
There's a really good chance that maybe I did watch some of these. I don't remember a lot.
So that would have been like 82 to 80, you know, somewhere in that range.
Stretch of my life.
I don't even know when He-Man came out. 83.
Because my first memories of like, oh, I got to make sure I watch this, wasn't until like Power Rangers and shit.
Yeah.
In like first grade, something like that.
And I never watched Power Rangers. I watched Power Rangers
when I tell you
later.
Man, I know this is a cartoon
with
episode.
My son,
like the original Power Rangers.
I said it like that.
Yeah, got sassy. The original Power Rangers.
Yeah,
because I know they do like there's all different kinds of Power Rangers now, but I'm talking like the original. Like it was a Japanese show that they dubbed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I fucking loved it. Loved it.
It's so screwed up with your generation.
And when the Green Ranger came around, buddy, he was my hero.
You know, I mean, I couldn't tell you one thing about the Power Rangers. I know they have their rings or what in the swords.
Zords.
Zords. Sorry.
Yeah. The robots.
They had to like shove into the.
No.
Don't they? How do they do it?
They just have the little thing like they wear on their wrists, and they, it's morphin' time.
Oh yeah, it was the wrist. That's right, it was the wrist thing. Cause my
but they're the little battle bots they use. They're called Zords. And they all have like their own, and then they combine together for one big Megazord.
Yeah.
To you know, every time you got to be Rita's monster because she makes them big.
And really, I mean, that's just you know remake of Thundercats.
Of the what? I'm sorry.
Was it Thundercats or?
There was a show called Thundercats.
No, there's another one too. Now I can't think of the name. Voltron. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't watch those. I watched Mask.
And see, what is that? You said it a couple of times now. The only Mask I know is that Jim Carrey movie.
No.
Well, and that one with is it Eric Stoltz where he has the weird prosthetic on his face.
Yeah, that's
that,
the one.
I know that. That's a cartoon. It was an animated version.
It was an animated version.
It went really.
Yeah, absolutely. It was.
They went real lighthearted.
I heard about that way before you did in the animated form. No, Mask was about this. They built these cars and helicopters and stuff that could transform and all that. And they
those were called Transformers.
These weren't because they did different things and they weren't alive,
but
I don't think
the Power Rangers was his ripoff and that was bad. Gotcha.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't remember really watching too many like kid cartoons. And I loved Space Jam, the movie, but that's really as deep as I went into like Looney Tunes and shit. I didn't really care for watching just, there's something wrong with me. I think,
I've kind of
already talked about what that might've been.
So Mask, uh-huh. I just want to read like what this was. Mask is a 1985 science fiction animated television series produced by Dick, and ICC is DIC.
But I know you can't just say
DIC. That's no fun. And TV Productions Limited. The series is based on action figures of the same name produced by Kenner. It was animated in Japan by Ashi Productions. Mask, an acronym for Mobile Armored Strike Command.
Interesting.
Is a special task force led by Mac Tracker, who operated transforming armored vehicles in the ongoing battle against the terrorist organization Venom. An acronym for Vicious Evil Network of Mayhem, with an emphasis on superpowered helmets called masks worn by the characters of both factions. So the vehicles themselves weren't alive or anything like that. The people would wear these masks, get in like the car, and like it would drive, and then he'd do something, and then it popped up its doors and it could fly. So it wasn't really Transformers that way.
Interesting.
But it was people in them. And they had, you know, a truck that could shoot these rockets, and it had a, the main one was a car. It was a red car. The main Venom was a helicopter, if I remember correctly. And I had the helicopter.
Oh, really?
I traded like 5 G.I. Joes for it.
Damn.
I know. I doubt he has the G.I. Joes now, and I don't have the mask thing now. So it really doesn't matter in the long run. but I loved that helicopter.
When I was a kid, I had a couple of little G.I. Joe action figures.
Yeah.
But man, all my friends or cousins who had like the big giant ones, you know?
See, we never had the giant ones. All the G.I. Joes were small.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about though, like the big ones?
I've seen them, but they didn't come out till later.
Oh, well, that was the envy of my childhood. Really? Yeah.
Oh, no, we had, and we would have like the, I never knew anybody that had it.
Guns on them,
but they had like the carrier, the big ship that you could get. And I saw it in a toy store not too long ago. Well, I say not too long, last year, I think, or the year before, maybe. Went to this toy store in Omaha, and they had the carrier, the G.I. Joe carrier, and it was badass looking. And they had like 4 of them. They were brand new in a box, like in the shipping box that it came in. So they were asking for a lot for those.
I bet. See, I had, as far as like cartoon action figures, the only ones I remember having from a cartoon are Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
I love me some
Ninja Turtles. I'd never had Ninja Turtles. That was the one, like, that was right around the time I wouldn't say getting out of it, but I had all my He-Man stuff and I was getting into wrestling.
So, I have a denim jacket when I was young, most kids do.
Right.
And buddy, let me tell you, this thing was badass. My grandma had ninja, like the Ninja Turtles drawn on the back of it.
Nice.
And she sent it to me. She put some Bubblicious in the pocket. You know what I mean? I was king shit for a couple of days right there with a Ninja Turtle jean jacket and bubble gum, buddy. You couldn't tell me shit.
So the Ninja Turtles came out in 1987.
Okay.
So that's when their first season was, but they were on for 10 years.
Yeah, I've been on for a long time.
I always liked the Ninja Turtles. But because they lasted so long, like I remember watching them at the beginning, but I don't remember anything, probably after 91, 92, somewhere in there. Because I just didn't watch cartoons, you know, after that point. So like towards the end of it, I would have had no idea what went on with Ninja Turtles.
I mean, I still don't know. I couldn't sit and tell you like the storylines they had.
Right. G.I. Joe was 4 seasons, right? Yeah, it was from 83 to 87, I mean, He-Man was 2 seasons. Ghostbusters was 7 seasons.
No shit.
Yeah. And it started in 86. It was called The Real Ghostbusters. But I'm pretty sure they had the same voice actors, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? So when I was 10 years old, a show called South Park started.
Yeah.
And I've seen every episode. Like I watched them as they came on.
Yeah.
Because I had a dad that didn't really give a shit.
Right.
For better or worse. Mostly for worse. So I watched South Park from the time it started airing. And once you watch a bunch of kids saying the F word,
right,
it's real hard to go back to like regular kid cartoons, you know?
Yeah. I mean, so mine, but I don't even know what year Beavis and Butthead came out. But that was really
I remember those two, yeah. Beavis Butthead and Daria.
1993. So I would have been maybe 15, probably 14.
Yeah.
When it started. So that was my, you know, South part
yeah.
for you. Beavis and Butthead was the...
I remember watching that
with my mom yeah. hated it. Uh-huh. I loved it.
And Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. Ren and Stimpy was
Ren and Stimpy was awesome.
That crossed some lines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did.
That was a weird one. But yeah,
log,
see,
log.
I grew up watching that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At way young of an age. So.
Well, then you started getting like Animaniacs and stuff like that later on.
Which is good, yeah.
I thought Animaniacs was absolutely brilliant.
It was great.
For so many reasons. Number one, kids watched it and they laughed and laughed at it because all the goofy things they were doing. Mm-hmm. Adults laughed because of the innuendos that were all over it. That, I mean, kids aren't going to get that. Right. So it wasn't just in your face like South Park and those and Beavis mm-hmm. and Butthead. It wasn't in your face crude or anything like that. Innuendo wise, it was pretty awesome. So they actually hit, I think Animaniacs, that's kind of what made that so good was the fact like it hit multiple like groups of people in age brackets.
Yeah.
Cause I remember, you know, kids watching it, but then my sister's college roommates were watching it also. So,
okay. So when the cartoons, I've noticed that the villain of the show usually has like a very rich backstory of some sort. Like there's usually more to the villains. The hero of the show is usually pretty straightforward. You're here to defeat evil kind of stuff on those kind of cartoons. I mean, obviously, you know, that's not the plot of everyone, but we're talking about those in particular. And, I love the cartoon villains because it's also funny to see cartoons doing bad stuff, which is why I like South Park so much. Cause seeing a bunch of animated kids do bad shit.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me. You know what I mean? Do you have any favorite,
I have two.
Okay. What do you, I mean, I'm just talking about them. So it's not like we're
doing a list. But two main ones that I remember as a kid, I don't remember all their backstories or anything like that. I just remember them for the long running. One of them is more storyline type, but my first one was Skeletor with He-Man.
Yeah.
I think Skeletor, number one, I think not only was Skeletor just like the coolest, worst bad guy when I was a kid, but I think like he has like stood the test of time to be, you know, not even an anti-hero or anything like that because he wasn't that, but like, you almost root for him, like as times have changed.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
But and obviously I've never seen that show, but what I do know of it is that like there's more to his drive because He-Man is just there to stop him.
Right. Yeah.
And like Skeletor like has more of a, like you find as it goes, you find out more about why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah. He's trying to take over Grayskull from the Sorceress. Yeah. That's like what he wants out of life.
Yeah.
Is to basically take over Eternia.
That's funny. Because I remember what little G.I. Joes I watched, like Cobra Commander was always funny to me. Like that voice, like it was, I liked him way more than, not Cobra, like I rooted for him in a way, but like
Cobra Commander funny when he was on. Was an awesome one. And that goes right into my next villain.
Okay.
So it's not Cobra Commander, it was Serpentor, who Cobra Commander brought in.
Yes.
Because he always
did the snake.
But he brought him in, then he double crossed Cobra Commander.
Oh man, it got real deep with
that. I remember that as a kid being like, oh my gosh. Like the double cross. How could they fall for that?
That's really funny. I didn't watch it. I remember I know that when I wouldn't have picked it out until you said his name, but then I remember that character now. I didn't realize that's what happened is they double cross.
I couldn't even tell you the full story. I just remember like as a kid vividly sitting there and like, I can't believe that just happened. You know, it's like wrestling. You're like, oh my gosh, I did not see that. That's it's funny. Like the sixth sense, you know. Sorry for the spoilers.
Megatron was a big one. I don't know that his story was richer than the regular.
He has a pretty rich story.
Autobots. But I think they both did, didn't they? Or maybe I'm just thinking of the movie. I don't remember the cartoon. Maybe I'm just
I mean, basically they were friends and like, you know, they were trying to do everything together and Megatron wanted power.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it came time to save, you know, their planet, it was going to take, basically he would have had a sacrifice. I don't know if it was Autobots or what he was going to actually have to sacrifice, but he was willing to sacrifice everybody else, but Optimus Prime was not, and that's how they basically became enemies.
Now, did he call himself and his group the Decepticons, or did that come like, because that seems like a little like, if I'm going to start a gang, I'm probably not going to go with Decepticons. You know what I mean? That's not going to put a lot of trust in my.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think that may have been on that movie, though. The last movie about those two. Have you watched that yet?
I haven't yet.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. Yeah. It's basically about how, you know, Megatron became Megatron.
Let's check that one out. Dawson would like that.
I think. It's really good.
More 90s cartoons. I know there's a lot of, like, people talk a lot about the Powerpuff Girls and the villains that they fought, but I never watched that show either.
Nah, I didn't watch Powerpuff Girls. And really, when you start getting into the 90s stuff, I didn't watch a whole lot. Cause you know, Power Rangers, actually one of the shows that I watched out of the 90s was Pinky and the Brain.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Yeah. But yeah, you get into the Beavis and Buttheads and then the spinoff of Daria, you know, from that.
Yeah.
And I was looking at a list of like 90s and like I started looking, I was like, oh, I remember Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead, Daria. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Animaniacs. And then the only other ones that I could even say that, you know, I kind of watched was Tailspin. I remember watching it, but I don't.
Tailspin.
Yeah. Futurama.
Futurama is actually a really well done fantastic show. Plankton was a big villain. From SpongeBob.
Oh, I didn't watch SpongeBob.
See, I didn't either as a kid. I've watched it
with
Dawson a lot. He's loved it since he was a baby.
So Nicole hates SpongeBob. Don't know why. I don't have any, and I don't care. So the boys never were allowed to watch SpongeBob, but they really didn't care either. Jaden, I know, went to a SpongeBob show once and he thought it was okay, but he never really wanted to watch SpongeBob.
Got it.
So we never even got into SpongeBob.
Do you think if you were to watch these cartoons now, obviously not from an adult, but like you said, I watch when you're a kid, do you think they have what it takes to hold, like, do they hold up? Will they hold a kid's attention span in 2025? You know what I mean? I don't think so either.
I don't even think that's not the cartoon's fault.
I don't either. I think it's a societal thing, right? Like how we parent our children now, but
not even that, because of all the options that are out there.
True.
We didn't have, you know, YouTube and, you know, all these other things to watch. And you want to talk about like cartoons and stuff. The reason we watch Saturday morning cartoons and right after school is because it's the only time they were on.
Right.
And you know, you didn't just have,
you couldn't, you
know,
watch whatever you wanted, watch them anytime you wanted. Yeah. Cause I put on like Rugrats Dawson likes, but other than that, I mean, he does not really give a shit. He loved SpongeBob for a long time.
Yeah.
But even now, like he goes, it's for babies. You're five, buddy. Like,
I think, you know, Jaden, he doesn't hardly watch. The cartoons he watches are usually movies. But really even movies, I mean, he likes Avatar and he likes, you know, Jurassic World and,
And that's the thing, even like
How to Train Your Dragon is probably the closest thing he would watch right now.
Yeah. And
he loves the live action one.
Right. And when it comes to like movies, I'm the same way. Dawson and I watch like live action movies way more than we watch animated movies.
I try to get like Jackson, you know, when he was younger, into Star Wars, you know, Clone Wars and stuff like that. Cause I was like, he may like that. He won't even watch those.
Really?
Yeah, he loves Star Wars. He won't watch the cartoons.
That's so funny. That's how I was for a long time. Like, unless they said curse words for some reason, I wasn't going to watch it, you know? But yeah, I don't think they really hold up anymore. I think it was for that generation.
Yeah.
And I don't think that...
You go back to like Looney Tunes. I mean, there is multiple generations because even boomers had Looney Tunes.
Yeah. But even that's not going to really...
No.
That doesn't play now either. You know what I mean?
Looney Tunes does to a point. They still have, you know, their shows and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and stuff like that.
Now, Dawson did like that when he was young. He liked Mickey Mouse Clubhouse for a short stint there.
Right. But I think that's because...
They sang and shit and he liked them.
That and... That's what we make them watch.
Oh, for sure. That's true.
Because yeah. They don't have any idea. I wouldn't
put anything else on them.
Right. Yeah. So we were the same existed. Way.
Yeah.
We had Super Y was one of the favorites. It was a PBS show.
I tell you, the best kids show that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know people love Bluey, but Dawson never would get into it, so I never really watched Bluey.
Yeah.
But Paw Patrol.
Oh, yeah. Paw Patrol was awesome.
It was it had enough story to it where like when I was sitting there watching it, I could it wasn't just like, oh my God, come on. Like you know what I mean? I was able to watch it.
Yeah. I've seen you with your popcorn watching it, you know, watching the marathons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, actually, so I will go into Jackson started watching Transformers Prime and I don't even know when this was. I mean, he was young. Couldn't even tell you what year.
Yeah.
But he would watch it consistently and he was trying to catch up to it because it was still like coming out live and, not live because, you know, they're cartoons, but,
coming to you live.
he'd watch them and I'd just be sitting there and I'd watch them. I finally started getting into them. Like I love Transformers Prime. It was probably the cartoon I've watched the most recent, you know, that's that kids cartoon. But even the stuff that they did on that one wasn't always kids. I mean, it was, you know, the adult audience gets it too. But I remember like they came on Friday nights was when it like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And if he was staying at his grandmother's or something, I'd be like, do I have to wait on them? I remember when the finales came out, I was like, I guess I got to wait. I did not wait.
Yeah, I wouldn't. He's not going to know.
He didn't. That Transformers Prime, man, that was one of the best cartoons.
That's awesome.
That whole series. Had Dwayne The Rock Johnson on it, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who did he play?
He was, you didn't ask me that, I could tell you. He's one that something happens to at the close to the beginning. I'm trying to think of it. It starts with a C and I can't think of his name.
Okay.
Not Cleaver. I don't remember. I really don't remember now. I don't remember his name.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was another series. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah. Awesome series. Then they had some movies based off of it.
Cool.
Like movies that came out like on like TV movies.
Yeah. Yeah, what you mean?
But fantastic ones.
We've talked a little bit about adult animation. We've not mentioned one that is beloved by almost everyone. And of course, me being me, don't like it.
Sounds and that better, is right?
The Simpsons. I know that everyone fucking loves The Simpsons. And it's not that I watch it and I get mad and I hate it.
Right.
I think it's awful. But I just don't I don't care.
But I mean, the Simpsons are just watered down. They were South Park before South Park.
I think they were more Family Guy before Family Guy. I think it was more that level of what they did.
Yeah, you may be right. But
now, there have been they're like very memorable moments from the Simpsons and like. I've never been like watching it and angry that I'm watching it, but right. It's not something I'm like, oh, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch these. But like I told you, I started in 97 watching South Park. And when I tell you that I pressed play at midnight when the new season came out the other day. Like I was right there ready for it.
I didn't know South Park started in 97.
Yeah. 97.
When did The Simpsons start then? That'd be like 91, 92, somewhere in there.
Yeah, maybe even further back than that. And there's, I mean, again, there are a lot of good things come from it. I'm not shitting on it by any means, but it is not something that I watch on a regular basis or like choose to watch at all. Speaking of Family Guy, like
1989.
When I was young, I liked Family Guy when I was younger. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And like American Dad and those kinds of those Seth MacFarlane shows, the Cleveland show and all that, you know?
Yeah.
But trying to watch it now, it's a little too all over the place, but like not in a good way. It's a little, there's no cohesion to it whatsoever, which is a cartoon. Like I'm not shitting on it. It's just like, I don't care for it too much now. I understand why it's funny still. And when I was in like late junior high, early high school, it was the funniest fucking thing that ever existed. You know?
Yeah. Cause I mean, we as people change. That's right. Why.
Yeah. We've talked about that a lot.
Now? Yeah. I can't watch He-Man now.
Yeah. And we talked about that a lot too. We talked about comedies in general. It's like how much it changes over time. Speaking of that, Happy Gilmore 2 has recently come out.
It has.
I expected to hate it. I expected it to be so much like the first one that like, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, cause I love the first one, but I love it because I've always loved it.
Right.
If it came out today, I would not like it. I enjoyed Happy Gilmore 2 a lot.
I thought it was great. It was
a lot of fun.
I thought it played great homage to the first one.
It did. There were a lot of fun cameos done in fun ways.
Yep.
If you're looking for a movie that's going to win an Oscar, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a fun exactly time.
That's what this was supposed to do.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a Happy Gilmore, you know,
right.
movie.
They did a great job for a sequel that much, that in between that, you know, that long in between the first one. Because every other time that's been like Dumb and Dumber 2 sucks. Anchorman 2 sucks. Like all these great.
But I think a lot of them tried to come out too quick. I mean, because there was so much time between the two. I think
so were these. Like I'm saying, like Dumb and Dumber, there was a long time in between.
Nothing like this.
Pretty damn close. Like Dumb and Dumber 2 just came out like what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Let's look.
Was it 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dumb and Dumber was 94, so there was 'Can't spell dumber. So first one was in
94, you said?
94 in the U.S. and Dumber Dumber 2. Is there really 20 years between?
Yeah,
I can't get to the second one now.
That's what I was telling you. And I think the first half of Gilmore came out in like, what, 96?
I can honestly say Dumb and Dumber 2, I don't think I've ever seen.
It's not good. That's my point. It sucks. They had all that time, brought the cast back, and it wasn't worth it. It wasn't good. Anchorman 2, there was like probably 10 or 15 years in between the two of those movies. Maybe 12. And that one's not good. And I love the first one. It was great. Anyway, my point is 20
years. I didn't know that. I apologize.
Yeah. Thank you.
I really thought.
Dick.
I was wrong this once. I mean, you're wrong about, you know, oatmeal being cereal. And you still think, you know, hot dogs aren't sandwiches. Whatever.
You know what? No one thinks you're funny.
I do. There are plenty of people out there.
Did you ever watch Bob's Burgers and Archer and those?
No.
They're really good.
And what I've seen of them, though, is like that wasn't number one. And this is going to sound shitty, but I was, because of my age, I was more mature by that point. So it was stupid to me.
Okay.
So, yeah. I didn't find that funny. Okay. Now, Ren and Stimpy and stuff like that, because I was at that age. Because Bob's Burger came out like late 90s.
Oh, it was after that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, so it would have been. So, I mean, even South Park, I think South Park resonated with me because they went to like more adult side.
Bob's Burger came out in 2011.
Yeah, there's no way I would have, like, Bob's Burger, I didn't think, from what I watched of, you know, the, they weren't even trying to, like, come out with anything new on it.
Oh, I disagree wholeheartedly. What I was going to tell you, like, Bob's Burgers and Archer, the reason I like those cartoons is because they don't feel like cartoons. They feel like sitcoms or like actual TV shows. They're written like that. I think maybe you should watch them again because I think you're mistaken. And I'm not trying to tell you, like, I don't love them enough to, I need you to love them. But they, but like Bob's Burgers is written as like a sitcom would be written, not as a cartoon would be written. The act structure and everything, it is.
Well, then The Simpsons is too.
It is.
Right.
I never said it wasn't. I don't know why. Good volleyball, Spike. I never said it wasn't.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I mean, but if I want to watch a sitcom, I'm going to watch a sitcom. I don't want my cartoon to be a sitcom.
I was always like, well, I didn't care enough about animation to watch it. Like when I want to watch a sitcom or I want a TV show, why would I want to watch a cartoon version of it? So I didn't like watch Bob's Burgers when it came out. I didn't watch it till much later.
Yeah.
But the humor in that's funny. And the way that they like plot out each episode and like have episode arcs and season arcs like you would like a real sitcoms, show. Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
Simpsons were, you know, going back to that, they're really good at that stuff too.
Yeah, they're great. And like, and again, I know people are probably mad that I said that. Listen, some of the best writers that we have in comedy come from The Simpsons. Some of the best ideas that other cartoons have absolutely stolen come from The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's you're just completely not, wrong on the Simpsons thing, but that's
not
fine.
Wrong. I just don't care for it.
Well, you're wrong.
It wasn't good. I said I didn't like it.
That's basically what you said.
What was I going to say? We mentioned Futurama. I like Futurama.
Futurama was really good. They had really good, like, stories here and there.
Yeah. There's one I was getting ready Rick to talk and Morty. About. Rick and Morty. That's the one I was going to talk about. Thank
I figured.
You.
I like Rick and Morty. I have not watched enough Rick and Morty, though.
I have not seen, like, the latest season. I think it came out years ago now. I have not seen that one.
Yeah. It's one that, but, you know, I liked the slapstick kind of comedy of it.
Yeah.
I thought that's good.
It was all very fast paced and it was silly and it was exactly what you'd want like an adult cartoon to be.
Exactly. And that's what I want in like any kind of cartoon like that is that.
Yeah.
Like I want a cartoon to be a cartoon. I don't want to have to think about a cartoon.
Right. And see, that right there is probably why I like South Park so much, because at first
South Park is an anomaly.
Because at first South Park was just random bullshit. These kids were saying terrible stuff.
They killed Kenny.
It was just bullshit, right? With some little like satire peppered in. Now it's become so satirical and a mirror to like America as a whole.
Just life as a whole. Not just America. God,
it is so good. Those guys are brilliant.
Freaking awesome.
They're brilliant at what they do. If you've not seen the latest episode of South Park, do yourself a favor and watch it and realize that it's a cartoon.
Right.
Okay. But it's brilliant. I can't wait to see where they go with this season before they get canceled. Or arrested.
One of the two.
But it's exciting nonetheless.
No, I like South Park. I have not watched every episode by any means. Same thing with The Simpsons, though. Like, I couldn't tell you what, you know, I'll catch The Simpsons like when it's on, like on rerun or something, and I'll be, you know.
It just ended, right? Or no, is it still going?
I think it's still going, isn't it?
I just saw a thing. Sorry to people that watch it, and it's a spoiler, especially from someone that doesn't even watch the fucking show.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
it's still
going. I saw a thing that Marge died.
Right, but she didn't.
Oh, she didn't? See, I don't even know that. I just saw the headline that she died.
No. So in the episode, it was like life without, like they were looking into the future type thing. It wasn't. Gotcha. It wasn't. Because, I mean, like Bart and Lisa were grown up and married and all that stuff.
Now, that's a perfect segue into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is the rebirth of a cartoon that's coming out very soon. That is one of the all-time greatest animated shows ever.
What's that?
King of the Hill.
Oh, I saw that. King of the Hill was okay. It was good.
Yeah, I bet people disagree with you pretty.
I bet they do too.
Yeah.
And
I bet more people disagree with you saying.
Funny enough, though, I will say King of the Hill, I probably quoted more than just about any cartoon ever. But I've probably watched the least out of those. And no, I don't have anything against it. I just didn't watch it regularly.
The brilliant thing about King of the Hill is like that you were able, like obviously you love this character, right? Yeah. But you were, you know, how we talked in the sitcom episode about Archie Bunker being the butt of the joke because he was the one that was wrong. It's kind of like that with Hank Hill, right?
Right.
But you're able to do that because it's a cartoon. You're able to do that a lot easier. You're able to, you know, explain why he's so wrong. Easier, like instead of a real person saying that, and this time, you know what I mean. Anyway, I've always really liked it. I'm excited to see what they do when it comes back. It's a lot of fun.
I can't wait till he talks about how much propane is.
I bet he's retired now. You think?
No, he can't be retired yet.
I don't know.
I mean, what his 401k tank? So
yeah, no shit. Probably did. I bet he's gonna talk about that a lot.
More than likely.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah.
Now, I could have just left this out, which is what you wanted me to do as a good co-host of a program.
I'm old and I had to sit up a little bit.
Yeah. Look, I want to paint you guys a picture of what I look at when we record. So Jeff's across from me on this desk. And he's got
we don't need to paint any pictures.
He's got his little grandma shawl pulled up.
I do not. I have a blanket over. I always have a blanket on me. And it's like 110 in this office too. That's a funny thing. It's so hot.
Yeah, it's hot and humid.
It's just a comfort thing.
And he's got a blanket over there.
I do. I always have a blanket on my legs.
He's doing some sort of cross stitch.
This one's for you though.
That's fine. It's like a home sweet home situation.
No, it's just a dick and balls.
Like honestly, I would love that. If someone wants to cross stitch me a dick and balls, I'll put it up in my office. I only know maybe one person that would actually make this happen. I'd absolutely.
It says oatmeal is not cereal.
Or it says that it absolutely is hot cereal. So
no,
you're wrong on that. Are there any other than South Park? Are there any adult shows that you like, cartoons that you still watch? Like, are there any that you? I don't even think you haven't watched South Park this season, have you?
No, I watched the one episode.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, I watched it. No, I don't. I was trying to think of the last cartoon stuff I watched, and I was really trying to think. It had to have been like Clone Wars or something like that.
Yeah.
I like the Star Wars, so I like those. I cannot think.
So that's the one
like
that
Eddie
I
right now.
That's the one that I still look forward to watching, and I still I was gonna say record. You don't record things anymore. It's one I still regularly
you
watch.
Taped it.
There's actually only a few shows that I still watch that are live, but they've all been going on for so long. Like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm very excited for that new season to start up pretty soon too. Or it might have just come out this week. I have to check that out. It might have just come out. I forgot about that. Either way, it's very close. It's not a cartoon though. Sorry. Way off topic. I failed.
Yeah.
Let's get into our top five cartoons of all time. But before we do, let's take one more break and hear from these good people at whatever it is they're trying to sell you guys. Be right back.
All right, and we're back. So,
do you have your top five?
I do have my top five. Okay. Do you have your top five?
I do. Why don't you go first?
I'll go first this time.
Say number five.
Say number five.
All right, Dawson.
So my number five is actually probably, you know, the one adult one, which was Beavis and Butthead.
Okay.
I loved Beavis and Butthead growing up. It was one of those, you know, where I felt things turned, you know, growing up, you know, growing hair down there and like, oh, no, oh my God, this is funny.
I don't know. What a visual, buddy. I'm telling you, man. I'm sure everyone loves that.
Watching MTV.
I loved that they actually played music videos.
Yes. That was cool. I mean, a lot of it was about the videos.
Yeah. Most of it was, especially in the early times. Yes, it was all absolutely. About the video. Yeah. I love that they did that. That was
awesome. And they were on MTV Music Awards and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. My number five, one we didn't even talk about really. Scooby-Doo
was good.
It's a classic.
It's classic.
It's just a classic one. They're not doing
whodunit.
Yeah, they're not doing anything crazy. You know what I mean? I guess they do probably do crazy stuff, but you know what I mean? Like,
Just, have you seen the sandwiches Shaggy and Scooby eat? They're pretty crazy.
They were high, right? Can we agree to that?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's what it was.
This dog was smoking weed with this very careless owner.
Right.
Okay. I'm just making sure we're all on the same page.
Well, I don't know if he was necessarily just smoking the weed. He was just in the vicinity of it being smoked and just, it was.
I think that's what Scooby Snacks was. It was edibles. Yeah. So yeah, that's my top five of Scooby-Doo.
Good stuff. Number four for me is one like we didn't really talk about a lot. We mentioned it, but it was the Flintstones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked Flintstones growing up. And I mean, Flintstones for me wasn't just the Flintstones, though. It had the Captain Caveman with it and some of these others. And
is that where Marvin the Martian came from? Or no,
that was Flintstones.
Okay, that was one thing I was thinking of. They had a little Martian guy on there, right? There was a little Martian guy in the Flintstones. I can picture him, but it's not. As soon as I said Marvin the Martian, I realized that's not who I was talking about.
Not that I'm aware of.
God, what was it?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure there was. I got to do a quick Google search of this while you talk about Flintstones.
Okay. So, yeah, the Flintstones. And, I mean, I like the beginning of it, you know, when he's trying to take off, you know, driving with his feet. I always liked that. And, the horn for the time clock was a bird that he just pulled the tail on. Yeah. That was funny.
His name was the Great Gazoo. Remember that little green fella?
You know, my gosh. I forgot about that. Him? Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was the intro. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The intro. I love when they bring that giant thing of ribs out and it knocks the car over. That's always been hilarious to me.
That and then.
Why would you order it every time?
Right.
He's a dumbass.
So what was your number four?
Rugrats.
Good one.
I like Rugrats. That
it was Nickelodeon special like type thing.
Yeah. It was one of the few that I recall from like actually watching as a kid that I, looked forward to and knew what was going on and followed.
Yeah, I was getting older at that point, so I didn't watch much of that. But sure. I mean, it was good. So my number three, G.I. Joe. I watched G.I. Joe a lot, every day after school. Like I was saying, I remember when it went from, Cobra Commander to Serpentor and, I just those memorable moments. Sergeant Slaughter being on there.
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter also being on wrestling. Like, it was a very confusing time as a child.
Yeah. It was. Like, is he real? Is he a cartoon? Right. What's going on?
He's a real guy that got into a cartoon. How did he do that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mine is DuckTales. Ooh. Yeah.
So now we're going to have Josh sing the whole song.
No, you guys don't want that.
I think we do.
I practiced it earlier. It didn't turn out right. And it was great because you had like the stories of obviously the three younger ones. You had the Scrooge McDuck.
Yep.
You had the, what was the superhero name that they all went to that little, not Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing.
Yeah. And then they got into that robot suit. It was like unicycle robot suit. Yeah, there's just so much to it, so many different little things. And when I was a kid, I loved it. And that theme song still just rattles around my brain all the time. Absolutely.
I think that's, you're talking about cartoons and stuff like that. I still think that's the number one, cartoon theme song ever.
For sure.
That or Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the two. And I thought about that one after that. But yeah, I think those are the two main ones. Ready for my number two?
Yeah. What's your number two?
My number two is Transformer Prime.
That good, huh?
Yes. Man. It was fantastic.
I'll have to check it out, dude. What's it on now? Is it on Paramount with the rest of Transformer shit?
I think so.
Yeah, dude. I'll check that out.
Yeah. Either that or may just be on through Amazon somewhere.
Hmm. Is there anything else you want to say about it? I know you talked about it a lot before.
No, I talked about it.
Okay.
It is what introduced dinosaurs, though.
To that world?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yep. I never watched a Transformers movie about the beasts, like the gorilla and stuff. Yeah. Is that where that kind of?
Yep.
Okay. Do I need to watch that before? Are they connected? No? Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Silly not that question. I don't think so.
Silly question.
It was.
My number two is Bob's Burgers.
That's fine.
That's how much I like Bob's Burgers.
No, and I'm not shitting enough on it. I really haven't watched it enough to like the parts that I've watched of it were like a sitcom, like you said, and I don't have time for that in my life.
Now, when we talked about The Sopranos, I get mad when people don't like The Sopranos. Like, personally, for some reason, I don't know why. I wasn't involved in creating it. I take it very personally. This one, if you don't like it, you don't like it. I think it's great. I think that every episode, when he has like a fun name for a new like specialty burger that he's just because he wants to be special and gourmet so bad, but he makes these greasy burgers, you know, and yeah. His family's fucking it up all the time. It's just classic sitcom shit, yeah. But in a cartoon form, and it's great. And you got the voice of H. John Benjamin, who plays Bob, also plays Archer. Like, he does the voice for Archer. It's the same guy. Love his voice. Anyway, so I love it. What's your number one, buddy?
My number one was tried and true, He-Man.
He-Man.
Yep.
I knew that about you, I think. I think I knew that about you. My number one, I think you knew this about me.
Yeah.
South Park, hands down.
Yeah.
I didn't talk about that when we talked about sitcoms, like, purposely.
Right.
Not because I even thought we were going to do an episode on cartoons. I just knew that no one else would consider it on the same echelon of, like, a sitcoms like I do. But
yeah, if you give me the... Yeah, I see that, but, I mean...
Most
people are going to put, you know, Simpsons up there.
When I talk about sitcoms like that, you take my top five, I would say easily South Park is number three.
Yeah.
Easily.
No, I have zero problem with that. I like South Park. I like, you know, I think it's funny as hell. The stupid shit they did, you know, the World of Warcraft one, I think is one of the
brilliant.
best ones I've ever seen. I've probably watched that one so many times.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Actually, I forgot about that one until I just mentioned it.
They did a Minecraft style episode like that.
So
like,
I didn't know that. Dude, I haven't seen that one.
They've done so much. And people get mad like, oh, they're making fun of, they make fun of literally everyone.
Everybody.
Whether they like it or not, they make fun of it. Like it's not meant to be preachy in the sense that they're right and you're wrong. It's that we're all wrong.
Yeah.
We're all somehow wrong.
Right.
I think it's brilliant. Those guys are amazing.
I think it is. You know, there's always that, you know, call for, okay, if it's a cartoon, aren't cartoons for kids? You know, we've all heard that.
No.
Not anymore. And I think, you know, really the first one to change that was The Simpsons. Because I think The Simpsons...
It's the only thing I can think of, too. Yeah, I was hoping I could prove you wrong, but I think I can.
No, I think The Simpsons was really the first one to really go prime time, number one. And like skirt that line.
Yeah.
Which is why parents hated it.
Yeah. Cause like Bart Simpson was like eating a rebel shorts. And he big middle finger to the status quo of things. Yeah. I love it for that.
I mean, I think without The Simpsons, you don't have a South Park.
No, for sure. For sure. No.
So that's where I think The Simpsons are pretty amazing. Don't even have them on my list.
Yeah.
I think they're awesome though.
Same. Yeah.
But not to the simple point of like, for me, Beavis and Butthead, they weren't on like primetime Fox.
Right.
They're on MTV. It was supposed to be edgy there and stuff like that. So that's where they didn't get that nod, where The Simpsons did. Because The Simpsons were, you know, on a network show or a network channel.
Yeah.
You know, that you could flip to
right
with a dial.
did you watch, I don't even know if it's still going on, but I know they did like the revamp of Beavis and Butthead. Did you watch any of that?
I did not.
I didn't know if it still held up or not.
You know, I've watched some of the older ones and really didn't. I think Beavis and Butthead Do America or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that, the movie.
That was funny. But even then, I didn't care for it.
Yeah.
Like, I think at some point they tried too hard.
Sure.
Like, they went away from, like, what made them funny.
Yeah, and Mike Judge has talked about that, too. Yeah. He's mentioned that, you know, the pressure from the network to keep going and do these things because they
were
more and more
and
more.
Bigger and bigger and bigger, where, it's hard. I mean, the funniest part about Beavis and Butthead is that they're sitting on a freaking couch making fun of videos and making fun of, you know, people in videos.
Right.
But then you have them like going outside of their couch.
Yeah.
And that's where
you got to write stories for them and shit. And it doesn't really pan out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, man, I think we've discussed
we missed something and somebody's gonna be pissed
off. Oh yeah, I'm sure we pissed Steve off.
So should we just go through a list? I can pull up the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s.
Just name them so you can really say we talked about.
That way he can't say a word of like, oh, you didn't say talk about. I did talk about strawberry shortcake.
No, because here's the deal.
Pound puppies.
If we keep
Rainbow
going,
Bright.
We keep going on this podcast, we're going to be like, you know what? We're going to do a whole Office episode. You know what I mean? So like it leaves it open for us to do, hey, let's do another cartoon episode or whatever. That's like true. It leaves it open. So
and we'll do stuff.
And you plus, know. I'm glad that it makes him mad.
Yeah.
I like that it makes him mad. Yeah. We should have left out bigger ones so that he would be even more upset. Right. I don't know how much of this he watched. He may not give a shit about any of this, actually.
Well, he would if, you know, we left one out. He's probably going to look it up and like, what was the most viewed? And then go down the list to find the first one we didn't mention. Probably ChatGPT that and just talk to it. That's
The latest episode of South Park when he was talking to his phone and it was ChatGPT, yeah. That is Steve, by the way. That's how those interactions go.
Oh, I know. And that's where, you know.
And it's great. I love him. He's helped me out a lot. Help me out right now. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Love you.
I think he's great. Doesn't mean I'm not going to give him shit.
But it's fun. It's fun to argue with him. If you listen to this, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to it, if you haven't already. Follow us on Instagram. We are Well You're Wrong Pod on Instagram. Sorry. You can send us emails at sowrongpod@gmail.com. We have a new PayPal, like I said, Well You're Wrong. At Well You're Wrong. I don't know how it works on PayPal. I'll link it on Instagram. You guys can send us something if you want. Make sure if you do that, put in the tip notes or whatever, the kind of beer you want us to get.
Yeah.
So we can get it in review or send us an email or so whatever, however you want to do it. Let us know. We'll be happy to try to find that beer and
tell you to think of it. That's the only problem. If it's not a state beer, we can't.
Yeah. And if we can't, we'll give you the options of what we can. Yeah. If we can't get it. I travel a lot. So surely between
here. Are you a world traveler?
No, I go to the same place every time, but I do go there a lot and they have a lot more options than we do.
That's true.
As always, shout out to my favorite listener. Thank you so much. I love you.
Same for me. I love you.
I think that's it, right? Do we miss anything? It's been a couple weeks since we did this.
No, I think we nailed it, man.
All right.
Well, I think we got these cartoons down.
You guys are welcome for the entertainment that you just consumed. No, thank you again.
No big fights. No big fights today.
No, we really didn't have any.
Because cartoons are hard to fight about.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's hard to.
So I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah,
we'll think of something for next week.
Yeah, just wait. Next week will be a knockdown drag.
Maybe we'll do football or something.
Yeah, we're getting close to that. Actually, I think tomorrow really is the Hall of Fame game, right? No. I think so. I think
there's
it's tomorrow.
No way.
Already? I think it. I don't know why you doubt everything I say.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm like, I think that's nuts. I mean, that
I
would
think
be
it's the Hall of Fame
July
game.
31st.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks is when preseason starts. Which is
that actually
right.
Does make sense, yeah. Do they do 6 weeks or four
it's like,
weeks now?
They do 3 games in 4 weeks.
Okay.
And it's like 110 degrees, but I think I'm going to make chili tomorrow and watch football. tune in again next week for a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, where Jeff tries to argue that by the power of Grayskull, I have the power.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.